Section 2. Before you drive. Your safety and that of the public can depend on what you do before and while driving. Things like adjusting the seat, mirrors, using safety belts, checking your vehicle, locking your doors, maintaining a clear view, and securing items in and on the vehicle minimizes the risk you present out on the road. Understand risk. Risk is generated by all three components of the highway transportation system: the driver, the vehicle, and the roadway environment. Even though risk is always present, driving safely can reduce it. As a driver, you should try to do everything possible to reduce risk. The more risk factors that are present, the more likely it is that you will be involved in a collision. Keeping the vehicle in good working order and wearing seat belts can reduce risk. Safe driving habits will also protect you and reduce risk. Each year from 2009 to 2011, an average of 469 people died and 2,421 people were seriously injured on Washington's roadways. Even though every collision is different, here are the most common factors that are present in fatal crashes. Driver impairment, 50.1%. Running off the roadway, 43.7%. Speeding, 39.5%. Young driver, 16 to 25 years old, 34.6%. Driver distraction, 30.3%. Unrestrained occupants, 24.8%. Errors at intersections, 20.6%. Overall, at least one of the top three factors was present in 72% of all traffic fatalities, and 17% involved all three. Young drivers face increased risks due to their inexperience. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for young people ages 16 to 25 in Washington. Drivers in this age group have the highest crash rate and the highest rates of speeding, impaired driving, and distracted driving of any driver age group in the state. From 2009 to 2011, nearly 35% of traffic fatalities involved a young driver aged 16 to 25. In that same time frame, young drivers were involved in 38% of all serious injury collisions, even though they only represented 14% of the driving population. If you are a young driver, you should be aware of the increased risks you face. Following all traffic laws and making safe driving decisions will help you avoid a crash. Insurance required. If you operate a motor vehicle registered in this state, you must have liability insurance and carry proof that you have such insurance. Drivers of government vehicles, mopeds, and common or contract carrier vehicles are exempt from this insurance requirement. You must have an automobile liability policy or bond from a state-approved insurance or surety company that provides the following: $25,000 or more, payable for the bodily injury or death of one person in a collision in which only one person was injured or killed. $50,000 or more, payable for the bodily injury or death of two or more persons in any one collision, and $10,000 or more, payable for injury to or destruction of property of others in any one collision. Check the vehicle. Your safety and minimizing risk on the road starts with the vehicle you are driving. It is the duty of drivers to make certain that the vehicles they drive are safe to operate. A vehicle that is not working properly creates risk, is unsafe, and costs more to run than one that is maintained. It can also break down or cause a collision. If a vehicle is not working well, you might not be able to get out of an emergency situation. A vehicle in good working order can give you an extra safety margin when you need it most. You should follow the recommendations in your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. Some you can do yourself and some must be done by a qualified mechanic. A few simple checks will help prevent trouble on the road. Braking system. Only your brakes can stop your vehicle. It is very dangerous if they are not working properly. If they do not seem to be working properly, are making a lot of noise, smell funny, or the brake pedal goes to the floor, have a mechanic check them. Lights. Make sure that turn signals, brake lights, tail lights, and headlights are operating properly. These should be checked from the outside of the vehicle. Brake lights tell other road users that you are stopping and turn signals tell them you are turning. Passenger trucks, cars, vans, and sport utility vehicles, SUVs, manufactured after 1993 must have a third rear brake light mounted high in the center of the vehicle. A misaligned headlight can shine where it does not help you and may blind other drivers. If you are having trouble seeing at night or if other drivers are constantly flashing their headlights at you, have a mechanic check the headlights. Windshield and wipers. Damaged glass can easily break in a minor collision or when something hits the windshield. Have a damaged windshield repaired or replaced. Windshield wipers keep the rain and snow off the windshield. Some vehicles also have wipers for rear windows and headlights. Make sure all wipers are in good operating condition. If the blades are not clearing water well, replace them. Tires. Worn or bald tires can increase your stopping distance and make turning more difficult when the road is wet. Unbalanced tires and low pressure cause faster tire wear, reduce fuel economy, and make the vehicle harder to steer and stop. If the vehicle bounces, the steering wheel shakes, or the vehicle pulls to one side, have a mechanic check it. Worn tires can cause hydroplaning and increase the chance of a flat tire. Check the tread with a penny. Stick the penny into the tread, head first. If the tread does not come at least to Lincoln's head, 2/32 inch, the tire is illegal and unsafe and you need to replace it. Check tire air pressure with an air pressure gauge when the tires are cold. Check the vehicle owner's manual for the recommended pressure. Steering system. If the steering is not working properly, it is difficult to control the direction you want to go. If the vehicle is hard to turn or does not turn when the steering wheel is first turned, have the steering checked by a mechanic. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while it is in motion. This will cause the steering to lock if you try to turn the steering wheel and you will lose control of your vehicle. Suspension system. Your suspension helps you control your vehicle and provides a comfortable ride over varying road surfaces. If the vehicle continues to bounce after a bump or a stop, or is hard to control, you may need new shocks or suspension parts. Have a mechanic check it. Exhaust system. The exhaust system helps reduce the noise from the engine, helps cool the hot gases coming from the engine, and moves these gases to the rear of the vehicle. Gases from a leaky exhaust can cause death inside a vehicle in a very short time. Never run the motor in a closed garage. If you sit in a vehicle with the motor running for a long time, open a window. Some exhaust leaks are easily heard, but many are not. This is why it is important to have the exhaust system checked periodically. Engine. A poorly running engine may lose power that is needed for normal driving in emergencies, may not start, gets poor fuel economy, pollutes the air, and could stall when you are on the road, causing you and traffic a problem. Follow the procedures recommended in the owner's manual for maintenance. Horn. The horn may not seem like it is important for safety, but as a warning device, it could save your life. Only use your horn as a warning to others. Loose objects. Unsecured objects, such as groceries or luggage, can become dangerous in a collision or a sudden stop. Put loose objects into the vehicle's storage compartments or trunk. If this isn't possible, secure the objects in place. Make sure there are no objects at your feet or under your seats that could roll under the pedals or distract you while you drive. Litter. The fines for littering are severe. Vehicle drivers and passengers should always properly dispose of all waste paper, glass, plastic, and potentially dangerous materials. Secure your load. Driving with an unsecured load is both against the law and extremely dangerous. Drivers who fail to properly secure their load may face a costly fine and jail time if they cause a crash. According to the Washington State Department of Ecology, roughly 40% of highway litter comes from unsecured loads, which causes hundreds of crashes per year on our roadways. A load must be securely fastened and is only considered secure when nothing can slide, shift, fall, or sift onto the roadway, or become airborne. To secure the load in your vehicle or trailer, tie it down with rope, netting, or straps. Tie large objects directly to your vehicle or trailer. Consider covering the entire load with a sturdy tarp or netting. Don't overload your vehicle or trailer. Always double-check your load to make sure it's secure. Don't forget that animals should also be properly secured. Before you drive, ask yourself these questions. Is there any chance of debris or cargo falling or blowing out of my vehicle? Is my load secured at the back, sides, and top? What would happen to my load if I had to brake suddenly, I hit a bump, or another vehicle hit me? Would I want my loaded vehicle driving through my neighborhood? Would I feel safe if I were driving behind my vehicle? Maria's Law. In 2004, A young woman was critically injured on I-405 in Renton when an entertainment center fell from the back of a trailer being pulled by a vehicle in front of her. A 2x6-foot piece of particle board flew through her windshield, hitting her in the face. She permanently lost her eyesight and has endured numerous surgeries, including complete facial reconstruction. As a result of this tragic incident and others like it, Washington passed Maria's Law in 2005, which made failing to properly secure a load a crime in Washington state. A person who causes an injury or death by failing to secure a load properly can be charged with a gross misdemeanor and can face a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $5,000 fine. A driver whose unsecured items cause property damage can be charged with a misdemeanor. You can view a video by the Washington State Patrol about securing your load at the www.dahl.wa.gov website, under our featured videos. If you see a vehicle driving with an unsecured load, you should stay as far away as possible and call 911 when it is safe for you to do so. Secure your load as if everyone you love is driving in the car behind you. Clean glass surfaces. It is important that you are able to see clearly through the windows, windshield, and mirrors. Here are some things you can do to help. Keep the windshield clean. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it hard to see. Carry liquid cleaner and a paper or cloth towel so you can clean your windshield whenever it is necessary. Keep your window washer bottle full. Use antifreeze wash in areas where the temperature could fall below freezing. Keep the inside of your windows clean, especially if anyone has been smoking in the vehicle. Smoking causes a film to build up on the inside glass. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows before driving. Do not hang things from your mirror or clutter the windshield with decals. They could block your view. Keep the headlights, backup, brake, and taillights clean. Dirt on the lenses can reduce the light by 50%. Adjust seat and mirrors. You should always check and adjust your seat and mirrors before you start to drive. You may not drive with more than 3 people in the front seat if it blocks your view or interferes with the control of your vehicle. You should have clear vision in all directions, all controls should be within reach, and at least 1/3 of the steering wheel should be between your hands. Adjust your seat so that you are high enough to clearly see the road. If necessary, use a seat cushion. Do not move the seat so far forward that you cannot easily steer. You should sit so the airbag will hit you in the chest if there is a collision. Also, sit so you can touch the floor below the brake pedal with your feet. Adjust your rear view mirror and side mirrors. You should be able to see out the back window with the rear view mirror. Adjust the side mirrors so that you can see a small amount of the side of your vehicle when you lean forward slightly. This will help you see the traffic behind you. If you have a day/night mirror, make sure it is set for the time of day you are driving. Head restraints are designed to prevent whiplash if you are hit from behind. They should be adjusted so the head restraint contacts the back of your head. Always use seat belts and child restraints. In Washington state, it is illegal to drive or to be a passenger without properly wearing seat belts or using child safety restraints. Buckling up correctly is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Being correctly buckled helps keep you secure in the vehicle. Being thrown out is almost always deadly. Regardless of how brief the drive, always fasten your seat belt and make sure all passengers are correctly using seat belts, child safety restraints, or booster seats. Also, remember to lock the vehicle's doors. Locking reduces the risk of doors opening during a sudden swerve, braking, or crash. Specifically, the law states, every person 16 years of age or older operating or riding in a motor vehicle shall wear the safety belt assembly in a properly adjusted and securely fastened manner. See below for the specific law related to restraining children. The driver can be cited and fined if not properly wearing a seat belt. The driver will also be fined for any passengers under age 16 who are not properly wearing a seat belt or secured in a child safety restraint. Passengers over 16 years are responsible for wearing their seat belts and for paying any fine. Airbags are designed to work with seat belts, not replace them. People who are unrestrained when an airbag deploys risk serious injury or death because they will not be properly positioned to benefit from the cushioning that airbags provide. Children in the front seat, whether in safety seats or seat belts, can be injured or killed when the airbag deploys. If your vehicle has a two-part seat belt system, be sure to wear and properly adjust both parts. If you have an automatic shoulder belt, be sure to buckle your lap belt as well. How to buckle up correctly for the best safety. Put the shoulder belt across the middle of your chest and away from your neck. Adjust the lap belt across your hip bones below your stomach. Never put the shoulder belt behind your back or under an arm. The occupant protection law in Washington state is primary enforcement, meaning a law enforcement officer can stop and cite drivers when they or their passengers are seen to not be wearing their seatbelt. Restraining children. Car crashes are the number one killer of children 1 to 12 years old in the United States. The best way to protect child passengers in the car is to put them in the right seat for them, and use it the right way every time you or others travel with your child. Select a child safety restraint based on your child's age and size, choose a seat that fits in your vehicle, and use it correctly every time. Always refer to your specific car seat manufacturer's instructions and read the vehicle owner's manual on how to install the child safety restraint using the seatbelt or latch system. Also check height and weight limits. To maximize safety, keep your children in the child safety restraint that is right for them for as long as possible, as long as the child fits within the manufacturer's height and weight requirements. Washington's child restraint law requires: infants and children under 2 must use a child safety restraint system in the rear-facing position. Children under 4 who have outgrown the height and weight recommendations of the child safety seat manufacturer for rear-facing must continue to use a child safety restraint system in the forward-facing position. Children 4 or older, until they are 49 tall and can properly fit the vehicle lap and shoulder belt with lap belt across their lap with knees fully bent at the end of seat and shoulder belt coming across the shoulder and not the neck, must use a booster seat. They should not move to a seat belt before they are ready per height and age, typically between 8 and 12 years. The restraint system must be used exactly and according to both the safety seat and vehicle manufacturer's instructions. Vehicles equipped with lap-only seat belts are exempt from the requirement to use a booster seat. Children who have reached the maximum recommended weight of the booster seat manufacturer or are at least 49 who wear a seat belt, must use it correctly, never under the arm or behind the back, or continue to use a child safety restraint. A booster seat positions the seat belt so that it fits properly over the stronger parts of your child's body, the hips and shoulder, and chest and away from the neck and belly. A seat belt should lie across the hip bones and be snug across the shoulder and chest to restrain the child safely in a crash. It should not rest on the stomach area or across the neck. Guidelines on rear-facing car seats and forward-facing car seats has not changed. See page 2 to 10 in the guide. You should keep your child in each stage as long as they are within the manufacturer's weight and height limits for that child seat or booster, even if they are older than the law minimums for maximum safety. For more information about child passenger safety, call the Washington Child Passenger Safety Program Manager at 253-447-3257, or the Washington Traffic Safety Commission at www.wtsc.wa.gov or 360-725-9860, or Washington State Department of Health, Safe Kids Washington at 360-236-2863. Additional requirements. Any vehicle manufactured after January 1964 and registered in Washington state must have front lap type seat belts. Passenger vehicles manufactured after January 1968, and trucks and multipurpose passenger vehicles manufactured after January 1972, must have lap and shoulder belts or a lap belt at all seating positions. Vans, motor homes, and vehicles carrying chassis-mounted campers manufactured after January 1976 must have seat belts at all seating positions. Vehicles 1986 and newer are required to have designated areas for tethering forward-facing child restraints. Vehicles from December 11, 1989 and newer are required to have lap, shoulder belts in the back seat outboard positions. Most vehicles from 1996 and newer have switchable retractors. Starting September 1, 2000, most vehicles have tether anchors installed. Starting September 1, 2002, child restraints and vehicles equipped with latch capability. Starting in 2008, all new passenger vehicles are required to have lap, shoulder in all rear seating positions.